This is Robert. How can I help you?
Now, hi, Robert. It's Kyle at Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Kyle. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. About to head home. Good. It's 6 o'clock, so I'm going to head almost back to the house.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry it's a bit later than
you're
I wanted
good.
To call. I just wanted to update you on Facebook. So I opened another case, like I said, on Monday, and that was closed again. But I have another one, and I don't know if you remember that we did a letter. You sent me a letter that you, like, signed
right.
previously. I think it was with the ownership of the business. I'm going to try and find that on my side, but I'll just
okay.
need to see if you can send me one that's updated, like a newer signed one, and
sure.
then I can send that through to them. I'm trying to see if I can find the one from that we did before. I remember, I think it was in 2024.
Yeah, because that's the only of the social media that they haven't taken offline. Like, my personal disappeared after it got hacked, and my Instagram, I'm pretty
yeah.
sure. Oh, no, my Instagram's there. My Instagram and my Facebook are there. My business, but I'm not access to them. But the personal, it went away, which is, you know, that sucks because I lost a lot of family photos, but
yes,
but
yeah.
but that's okay. Okay, you send me what you need me to sign, and I'll sign the letter if you need me to.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to look a bit deeper because I was looking in my emails now and I couldn't see the letter. But let me see if I can find it. Maybe it's in my archive somewhere.
Yeah.
And then if not, I'll just let you know what they require in it. So you can just put it on
okay.
your letterhead or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, I'll look for
I'll
that
look
now.
On my end too. I'll look on my end
yeah.
also.
Okay, perfect. All right, cool.
Probably in my files. If I probably look up something like what would we have named it? Let's think. What could I use to look it up? Probably Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook as access case or something like that. Yeah.
Facebook. I'm just gonna look up Facebook. Facebook. Oh boy, all kinds of stuff comes up. Screenshot. Okay, let me look on my end too. You look on your end. I'll look on mine, and then send me whatever
cool.
you need signed if we don't find it.
I'll do that.
If I could get that back, it'd be nice because.
Yeah.
I would really do that. I'd love to get that back. I'd love to get the Instagram back too. You never know. It looks like if I get the Facebook, I can get into the Instagram. You know, it looks like it's lucky connected. You know, because they're connected.
See,
they're interconnected.
Yeah.
Because they're business. And when I opened it, they were business, and they made me connect them. Like, I had to have them connected. You know, to each other.
Yeah.
That's how you share pictures and videos. You know, between the two.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, sounds good. Well,
okay.
You on your end, I'll look on my end tonight when I sit down later tonight, and I'll look for it.
Let me just see. Oh, I think I found it. I think I've just found it here. 7th of February.
Okay.
Let me just see. Okay, I'm going to look again, and then I will pop you an email just to see if you find for me to change the date and everything. And
right.
and then I do you so you did you've opened a new personal Facebook account,
right?
So I'll just need the link to that as well.
I think the numbers were in that last email I sent you to your personal. The numbers to the actual numbers you need to actually look that account up. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, all right. I'll take
it's like a number.
Then.
You needed two different numbers. You needed two different numbers. That last email I sent you, personal. The one before that had those numbers on there, I think.
But yeah, because you emailed my personal the other day, right?
Yes, right.
Okay, the business ID and the page ID. Yeah, that's the business ID and the page ID, but it's your new account that you want access on. That's the one.
Right.
That's the one we need, the new account link.
Right, and I think I gave you that, but let me see if I can probably just pull up what? Facebook and go into my account.
Yes, if you go onto Facebook, onto your name, and then the three dots,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Then where do I go? Share profile,
yeah.
Oh, boy, let me see. It's okay. So now it's going to message. It's going to, let me look
you
real
quick.
You
can just send it on text
link.
To us.
Oh, a copy link. Yeah, a link. There you
copy
link.
Yeah, copy link.
And then
you can
go
text
into,
it.
Pretty sure I have it under Local Splash.
Yeah.
Local Splash. I hate to advertise right now through you guys if I'm not really up to date on the count, and then all I have is a personal. So it's kind of hard to up, it's kind of hard to do Facebook advertising.
Yeah.
I keep wanting to, but every time I go, I forget, oh, I don't have access to my account. And then I realized that really the last postings were a couple you guys did, and then 2024 when it ended, you know? So it doesn't look good when people look it up if I advertise.
I mean, look, we could post on it, but then the problem is if somebody messages or something, then nobody, there won't be anyone on the other end to respond, you know what I mean? So,
I just sent you my personal, and it's linked to my Instagram, which is under Designscapes. The Instagram says Designscapes, too, even though I try to tag my old Facebook and my old Instagram every time I post something. I know nobody's there, but I tag it. You never know. People might hit the link and go there and look at pictures, you know, at least.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
As a trail.
Okay, perfect.
All right, thanks, buddy.
I will.
Sounds like you're a busy man. Now. You're a busy guy there, aren't you? You're busy.
No, well, it's just how long they take, because it used to be that you can have a live chat with them and then they take you over to email.
Right.
And now they just put you on live chat, and they basically what happens is they respond whenever they want. So I start the case now, like in my working day, and then they respond when I'm sleeping, and then the time I'm back to work, then they close the case. So it's like timing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are they? Are they in, like, the Philippines, I wonder? A lot of the new stuff seems to be out of the Philippines.
I think their main support is there, yes.
Yeah.
Because
that's for T-Mobile. Like, my T-Mobile customer service for my phone is horrible. I love it's great coverage. The stores are great. But if you call customer service and you need a it literally would be a 2-minute answer is all it would be. It would take 2 seconds to look it up. They make that a 30 to 45 minute answer now compared to the old days. Like, they apologize constantly. They look in this system. They look in that system. They don't know what they're doing. And then before you know it, it's 30 minutes later, and it was only a quick answer. You know, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. And they call you Sir Robert. And I get called Sir Robert the whole time. I go, I'm not knighted. I'm not Sir. Paul McCartney. Call him Sir Paul McCartney, but I'm not Sir Robert Draper. I do have relatives that are from England. Draper is relative to England, but I'm not a knight. So don't call me Sir. I'm not quite as popular as Paul McCartney, you know. So.
Not yet.
Too late now. I'm 55. He's amazing. I don't know how old he is. Nice. Like, he's got to be like 80 or something right now. But he can still fetch $500 for upper level concert tickets. Isn't that crazy? God.
That is. Yeah, I know.
He can barely sing, but you got to pay $500 to sit in the nosebleeds. I love him, but not that much. I'll listen to his music, but I ain't going $500 upper level. All right, buddy, be good. I'll talk to you soon. Let me know if you need anything from me. Just email me or text me.
I will do. Okay, cool. Right, thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.